Actress Angela Lansbury has died. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Her family just out with a statement saying Lansbury died this morning in her sleep at home in L.A., best known for TV's Murder, She Wrote, which ran for 12 seasons. But that was later in life. Lansbury had a decades-long career on stage and screen, winning 5 Tony Awards and 3 Oscar nominations. Angela Lansbury was 96. A new round of finger-pointing over Ukraine, Russia, accusing the U.S. of lying about the potential for dialogue.
They say that they are wholeheartedly open to negotiations and advocate for a political solution of the situation in Ukraine and around it. But bad Russia is refusing all the proposals to make contact.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, saying through a translator they haven't received any serious offers of contact. The U.S. State Department says it doesn't consider Lavrov's comments a legitimate offer to engage, and that if Russia were serious about talks, a first step would be to stop its brutal assault on Ukraine. Survivors take the stand at the trial over last year's deadly Christmas parade crash in Wisconsin, and they're being questioned by the man accused of driving into the crowd.
As Daryl Brooks mounts his own defense against intentional homicide and other charges, prosecutors called victims to tell what they saw and heard.
It wasn't the jubilee sound that we were hearing throughout the parade.
Kelly Grabo was heard along with her daughter. She said before she realized what was happening, they were hit. Brooks, during his cross-examination, asked Grabo,
"Do you recall seeing a driver?"
"No, I seen the red hood of the vehicle. That's all I seen."
A second victim testified he heard screams before being hit, but also did not see the driver.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Brooks facing life in prison if convicted. The Dow up 35 points at the closing bell after some sizable swings late day. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
4 weeks and counting to the midterm elections.
The latest Fox News Power Rankings forecast has remained the same on the Senate side. It's anyone's game. 47 races going Democrat, 49 Republican, all coming down to those toss-ups in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Now, on the House side, there have been some shifts benefiting both parties. Right now, there's 31 toss-up races, with the forecast predicting that Republicans will end up with 14 seats worth of breathing room there. But economic concern becoming more critical to voters is likely to hurt Democrats. The latest poll out of Monmouth University shows that the largest number of Americans, 82%, rated it as their most important issue, followed by crime at 72%. These are GOP-led issues.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the same Monmouth poll, finds 61% of independents also most concerned about economic issues. The White House COVID coordinator says for most Americans, a COVID vaccine will be a once-a-year shot. But taking questions a short time ago, he also says they are tracking several sub-variants closely as the rollout of new Omicron-targeted boosters continues. A shakeup for a major governing body in hockey.
Hockey Canada CEO Scott Smith is stepping down effective immediately. The organization's board of directors all resigning. Hockey Canada has been facing revolt from sponsors and provincial organizations in the fallout from an evolving scandal around the use of a multi-million dollar fund to pay off sexual assault victims. The uproar has resulted in major sponsors like Canadian Tire terminating their contracts with the hockey governing body and others like Nike and Bauer suspending their relationships. An interim interim management committee will oversee Hockey Canada until a new board of directors is formally elected in December. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Recapping a mixed finish in the end on Wall Street, the Dow up 36 points, the S&P down 23, the NASDAQ drops more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.